Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. There are fears a Sydney virus cluster has spread to regional New South Wales after an infected person travelled there on a camping trip. The state has recorded 4 locally acquired coronavirus cases, 3 of which are linked to the Barulla cluster, and 1 household contact of the Croydon outbreak who is in isolation. An 18-year-old man from Barulla is revealed to have visited the regional towns of Orange, Nyngan and Broken Hill. Deputy Premier John Barilaro is urging residents of those regions to get tested if symptoms occur.
This is again a reminder of what can occur. What can occur for people that are moving out of Sydney? And we've said clearly in the past, if you have any symptoms, if you are concerned, you should limit your mobility. You should limit travel to regional and rural New South Wales.
Victoria has reported 3 locally acquired coronavirus infections and 1 international case in hotel quarantine. The latest cases were detected among the more than 32,000 tests conducted yesterday, as testing capacity is boosted and wait times reduced. Several popular Melbourne spots have been added to the list of exposure sites, including Springvale Shopping Centre, Chadstone Shopping Centre and Federation Square. England will undergo a 3rd national lockdown and move to the highest coronavirus alert level until at least mid-February. In the toughest restrictions since March, residents will be under strict stay-at-home orders and allowed to leave for exercise once a day. Students will move to remote learning, and all non-essential shops and personal care services will shut their doors. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the speed at which a new COVID-19 variant is spreading across the country is frustrating and alarming.
With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more together to bring this new variant under control while our vaccines are rolled out.
The partner of WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, has welcomed a ruling by a British judge not to extradite him to the United States to face espionage charges. Judge Vanessa Baratza says there's a risk the 49-year-old will take his own life if he's imprisoned in the US due to his poor mental health. Stella Morris, mother to the Australian man's 2 children, wept when she heard the decision and said it's the first step towards justice. Ms. Morris is calling on US President Donald Trump to pardon Mr. Assange before he leaves office this month.
As long as Julian has to endure suffering and isolation as an unconvicted prisoner in Belmarsh Prison, and as long as our children continue to be bereft of their father's love and affection, we cannot celebrate. We will celebrate the day he comes home.
And a sport in football, the newly formed Australian Professional Leagues says it would welcome any plan to save the Newcastle Jets, even if it involves a model based on fan ownership. The Jets' licence to play in the A-League and the W-League has been stripped due to unpaid debts by absentee owner Martin Lee and given to a group of 3 club owners on a temporary basis until a new owner is found. APL chairman Paul Lederer has told SBS's The World Game every measure should be considered to help the club survive. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.